You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Hey, Dan here from Heed the Call. You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Kids, they grow up so fast. One day they're taking their first steps, and the next, they don't fit into the tiny sneakers they took them in. You blink your eyes and their princess dress is two sizes too small, and their dinosaur backpack isn't cool anymore. But don't cry because they're growing up. Smile, because you can profit off of it. For real, there are a bunch of parents on Depop looking for the stuff your kid just grew out of. Download Depop to start selling.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring. Boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men running around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob
Bradford. Obviously, Alonso's name has come up a lot. It's interesting because obviously the Orioles, forget about the Mets. The Orioles valued him for a reason. And the Red Sox are really interesting to me because I thought, for me, Alonso was, like Bregman was the year before, a perfect fit. Not a perfect player, but a perfect fit. Number one, were you surprised about where he landed, what he got? But also, do you think that he's, I guess, undervalued? Like, in other words, do you agree with what I'm saying? Like, well, you know, okay, Red Sox, perfect fit. Not for everybody, but still, what's your take on Alonso?
Yeah, I mean,
his power is such a, it's a guarantee, you know, like I promise you he's going to hit, you know, average 35 plus home runs at a minimum for the next four seasons. Like he's just always out there. He's actually kind of a special athlete for his size. I know that his defensively, the metrics don't like him, particularly going to his right, but he's good going to his left, taking away balls down the line. He scoops balls really well. He cares a lot out there. Do I think he should be a first baseman forever? No, but there's a certain element to it that's passable if you have a, if you have a good defense. Mm-hmm. And I think he completely changes the Orioles. Like, mm-hmm. I love him in this lineup. I love him behind Gunnar Henderson. Like, now they have a left-right-left thing going on at the top. That ballpark, as we know, is a great place to hit home runs. So he's going to hit a ton of them. He's going to invigorate these young guys, and he's got a great Gregorius personality. And he'll connect with the fans instantly, this, just the same way he did in New York. So there's so much to like about Pete. I understand the drawbacks. Like, I get it. But I think when you look around the landscape of the league, especially this offseason, it was him and Schwarber. Those are two guys with the power that can transform a lineup. Philly knew what they had and that they couldn't let it go. Mm-hmm. And I think that Baltimore kind of lucked out that they were able to pivot right to Pete. I do like him as well. I definitely liked him in Boston as well. Mm. You look at their need for power. I thought it was a match made in heaven, partly because of, you know, the wife being from Massachusetts. And yes. I bought into that a little bit for sure.
Yeah, me too.
But, you know, it looks like Baltimore really wanted him. And truthfully, I'm just super happy for him because it's crazy to do everything right. Like, your whole career, and yeah, like you're getting dinged a little bit because of some of your limitations, but look at the big picture. He's hit 200 and a bazillion home runs since he's come up, and he's always driving the ball. He's always contributing to runs being put on the board, and then for just to be undervalued, and now that he got the number that I guess, you know, it seems fair to me, so I'm just happy for them, basically.
You know, it's you talk about pivot, and so I brought this up, where last year with the Red Sox, for instance, they missed out on Max Fried. There was a place to pivot in Garrett Crochet, right? Obviously, the Baltimore pivoted from Schwarber to Alonso. But the Red Sox, there's not another place to pivot that gives you what Alonso gives you. And I'm not, and you can talk about Okamoto, you can talk about, you know, Marte, even Bregman. Bregman's a really good player, valuable player, but we're talking about boom, middle of the order, hitting home runs guy. There's not another player like that. That was my problem with it. Unless they're going to trade for someone that I don't know about, he's a very unique player is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but that's why I didn't like it necessarily for the Mets either, because for the Mets and the Red Sox, he's a hard guy to replace. It's just different. He just clobbers home runs like he does. So, you know, if you don't have that element, you're going to be having to score runs other ways. And so it's a sum of the parts type of deal. And it's just a little bit different. It's a luxury to have it, and you're going to miss it. Both, I think the Mets will miss it.
All right. So that's great take on Alonso. And I agree with you. I want to be your, just keep me in mind. I said this to somebody else the other day who was in the industry. Like that, hey, we think alike. Remember, you're your assistant general manager. So, bullpens, relievers. If there's one thing that's sort of like guys getting signed, it's relievers now, right? Go down the list. Baltimore gets Helsley, you know, Devin Williams, you know, a bunch of others. How do you view? Say hello, whoever that is. So
that's my daughter.
Hello. Hello. Ah, right. looks like someone who needs a new hoodie. Get me this
house. You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I don't remember what it was.
It was like Archer 18.
No, no. Oh, no, no. Boo Mungro.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Are you giving away passwords?
Don't worry, don't worry. We change it all the time. We're good.
we'll have to edit out the Autofino Wi-Fi password.
No Wi-Fi,
things that I didn't think I would have to do today.
That's why they're used to my show where they just walk in, whatever. They don't realize we're good. On a recorded
it's
line.
Good.
Here,
it's so. Like, you know, it's like when Mookie was eating and like back in the pie. I said, it's good. Just two guys talking, coming in and out.
Which relievers did I like that have been signed?
No. Like, how do you view that? How do you view, like, because, yeah, I mean, you can say which relievers you like. Kenley just got, you know, went to Detroit.
Yeah.
But it's also like, this is a bigger picture thing where, like, how you're prioritizing what's important, because I think the perception now is that you need two closers because, well, you need one for the seventh inning and one for the ninth inning. But I don't know, what's your take on how teams are looking at bullpens and maybe how relievers have been valued so far?
Yeah, I mean, this offseason, I've been pretty encouraged by these top guys, but let's also remember that there's like 100 of these guys on the market right now, just right-handed. So it's going to get grim really fast for the vast majority of these guys are going to get caught up in the bulk amount of actual quality pitchers, because that's sort of what's shifted over the years. Is there's these premium guys, and I'm glad they're getting valued right now, especially like Rogers really excited me, because no submariner's ever gotten paid like that. So that really excited me, and it's encouraging, and I think teams realize how important those top end guys. But everybody else in the bullpen, all they want to do is roster churn it. And so I think we're excited now, but it's kind of a fugazi. Like, there's going to be it's going to be 30, 40 guys that are freaking out in March.
That's a terrible feeling. I was just looking up, because as you're talking, I remember having this conversation, Phil Maton. And he was talking about last year. I mean, he signed like right before the season. Forget about spring training. Like right before the season.
Yeah.
It was really good, I think, for the Cardinals. But same thing. It's like I was waiting and waiting and waiting. And I think he signed, right?
He signed already. He signed this year. He got like 2 for 14 with the Cubs, which is great. And the year before, he settled for $2 million, and he's like a really good pitcher. So,
yeah, if you can, so moral of the story, if you can sign early, sign early.
Yeah. Oftentimes it's not really in your control, but sometimes those early offers, if they do come, you got to take them seriously, because right now, like, it just gets so crunched at the end. It's wild.
So, put you on the spot, is there any relievers that you would sign? Again,
that are still left out there. Yeah, I mean, I still believe in Luke Weaver a lot.
I'm
sure.
With you.
I think he got a little out of whack at the end of the year, but I don't think he's out of whack as a player. I think he's made a step forward, and he's valuable because he can do more than just three outs. Like, he can do other stuff too. Who else? There's other guys that I was looking at the other day on my list here. I actually have it here. man, who's the one I was fired up about a little bit? Pierce Johnson.
Oh,
he's a good piece of really
friend
good
of friend of the all these guys are friend of the program.
Well, yeah, I mean, shoot, you're friends for the relievers, you know. I mean,
you're like 45% Canadian. I'm 80% relievers.
Brad Keller, he's going to be interesting as well. I
I think some teams might bring him back to starting.
Yeah, they would talk about starter. He's not a free agent, but Lucas Hursig, someone was talking about him maybe being a starter.
Fairbanks is a crazy one to me because, like, I guess he can't pitch in the cold because he's got, like, that hand thing where, like, he can't pitch in cold weather, so that, like, limits his market, but he's nasty. So I'm intrigued by all of this, but the good guys got paid. Yeah.
I'll give you another one. Again, and maybe this may not be because he's getting a baseballs and boring tattoo.
Oh.
Michael Kopech.
Oh, that's another one because of the upside of what he can do. I mean, right. he didn't pitch this year, but he's young still.
And at the end he just, like, I think he was healthy, but he just wasn't really ready to go. But yeah, I mean, he could still easily get a 2-year deal because, like you said,
100%.
I mean, he was sort of closing in the postseason last year,
closing and opening, like, yeah, right, looking great,
right. And Weaver, like you said, Weaver, those two guys, yeah, would be at the top of my list, absolutely.
But I mean, you look at the list, and it's like there is like 40 more names that are major leaguers. So right now we're feeling good. I'm loving the fact that some of, like, Suarez did great, Iglesias did great. You know, Devin. I mean, a lot of guys, but it's gonna get grim. So.
So I'm putting you on the spot now again. Who is the position player, free agent, probably, you know, like toward the top end? You know, we rattle off these guys that you like, okay, I would identify that guy.
Well, I think it's kind of the same. I love Cody Bellinger for like the next few years because I think he's just a great all around player, and that's what you want in this day and age. I think his price might get a little unrealistic lengthwise. And I love Tucker too. I think Tucker's starting to get undervalued. I'd be curious to see what the final number ends up being, but he's an all-around player, changes the lineup too. So those two, I'm not as high on Bichette because I worry about his defense,
but he's not gonna play shortstop.
He's gonna play second now, I guess.
Yeah, he's gonna play. I mean, he looked good at second in the World Series.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I've been doing a lot of thinking about some of these guys that you could pry free in trades more so than some of the free agents. Like, I like Marte. The free agents, but Marte, Buxton, Tatis. I know that they're saying no to Tatis, but those would be guys I'd be interested in.
Yeah, but you never know unless you're going to try. I just would go back to the Blue Jays. I mean, I just think I think Tucker's going to end up with either the Dodgers or Blue Jays. I just think it's like that has to happen. It has to. So,
I'm surprised that they haven't re-signed Bo already. That tells me that maybe he's not going back. I don't know.
Someone had told me it's like they really expect that was going to drag on like into mid-January, which I'm like, okay, I guess I give up. This used to be done at Christmas. We used to be done. I could go on a cruise the week after Christmas, and I'm just like, the lockout was awesome. In only one way.
There was that deadline.
Right. Yeah. So the last thing is the club, like the importance of clubhouse when you're building a team and you're looking at guys. And we talked a little bit about this, but I am sort of interested in that dynamic because I had a scout call me the other day asking me about a guy who is probably going to sign a minor league deal, but like one of those two-year minor league deals because he's having surgery. And I was like, oh, well, you know, he's all these things. He's not a bad guy, but, you know, this is like, and the guy was like, I've just kind of given up. Like, it's like everyone has something, you know?
Well, yeah.
You know, so I don't know. I don't know how you view that. If you were building a team.
It's hard because there's certain personalities that people will point at as being negative in one clubhouse, but they're in another clubhouse. It could be well received. You know, I think of like Tommy Canley as a rookie in Colorado. It was like disruptive and people weren't a fan of how he blended in. But then when I went to the Yankees, which is like a much more, you would think, more corporate environment, he was like completely embraced and loved and a part of the fabric of it. So it's like, you know, there's a little bit of alchemy here, you know, to try to make it work. But you got to get to know your guys. I mean, yeah, it's a little bit tricky when you're signing them and you do as much background information as you can. You go and try to talk to them and all this and that. But again, you don't have to be the nicest guy in the world to be a great baseball player. you know, at all, and to help winning. And I've heard people tell me, you know what a great teammate is? A great teammate is 300 with 35 home runs and 130 RBIs. That's
yeah. So just keep to yourself, hit your home runs, and there you go.
But that being said, by the there's way, no excuse. Yeah.
Like you almost ran across the room when you're like, okay, go ahead.
That said, but all that being said, there's no excuse to not understand your clubhouse dynamic as it currently exists, and then to be able to realize when it's headed in a bad direction for one reason or another. Like that to me should always be understood. And then like, if there's no reason to just have a bad clubhouse for like 2 or 3 years or have an issue, you know what I mean? Like those need to be policed pretty quickly. If somebody doesn't want to be there, like on that team, like get, move them along, yeah. You know, because there's other players.
But not that this doesn't have to do with bad clubhouse guys, because I don't think he is, but you mentioned the New York, going to New York thing. And you reminded me of the Sonny Gray. I hadn't talked to you about that, all that back and forth. So What's your take on that?
I don't really have a take. I was in the room for Cashman giving a pretty hilarious speech in spring training about, if you don't want to be here, I need to know so I can relocate you. And it was like, it was just hilarious. It was like my third day on the Yankees. I was like, man, who's he talking about? You know, and then maybe Sonny Gray, I don't know. But either way, it was a good message. It was like, hey, we're trying to win here. We need everybody to be all in here. If we're not all in, that's fine. Come tell me and I'll fix it. You know, and then I was like, oh, that's a really good approach. Like, if I'm ever that guy one day, I like that approach, because let's just be upfront about it. You know, like we want to be all in here. Or what's the point?
What is that in spring training? I mean, is that like the introduction spring training? Yeah, it's actually it's good. I mean, I don't think Sonny Gray ran to the front of the room and said, I mean, that's also, let's be honest.
He wasn't there. He had already been traded. And I think after that, it was like, I guess the confusion that we still see exists now, like that I don't have any insight on. That's the only insight I have is Cash's perspective that I heard. I don't know anything about Sonny's perspective. I just know that now he's on the Red Sox and it's on. And so it's great.
Okay. Yeah. That is another good thing though. Oh my goodness. Like, right? First you have the Schlittler stuff and now you have the Sonny Gray stuff.
It's great. I love it.
Let's go.
Hunter Dobbins. We got it. Hunter Dobbins.
None more of this jersey exchange crap. Let's go.
Chappie too. Chappie also. Chappie said
he would never play there. Yeah, that, yeah. Right?
So I love it. It's great. I mean, listen, it's just fun. Baseball's supposed to be fun, so it's great.
That's what we're bringing. Speaking of fun, are you playing? Are you going to play in WBC?
I was on the most recent roster that was turned in. The official one is February 3rd. So I've been talking to the right people. I think I'm on the right track, but nothing's guaranteed. So we'll see.
So I have to, like, the way that you phrase that, was it your choice or their choice?
Oh, it's their choice. I mean, I'm.
Oh, you would play. You would play.
I told them, like, I'm working out. I'm throwing. I want to play. I think I'm a good fit, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I know everybody that runs the team. I was just at the Italian-American Baseball Foundation dinner here. I saw the people. I saw the president of the federation. I saw Cervelli, the manager. You know, I saw Ned Colletti, the GM. I saw everybody I need to see. I kissed all the hands. You know, I kissed the ring. I said, I'm at your service. Bring me. I played in 09. I'm part of the family. Bring me back in.
you want to go in the parking lot right now? I'll throw. Let's go.
You know what they did? They had a whole lineup of young Italian American phenoms there. There was Roman, there was Jack Caglione, there was Spencer Jones. They're trying to get them young to lock in that Italian. You know, you will play for Italy.
But any of those three guys, are they playing for a team Italy? I don't think so, right?
I think Caglione might be.
Oh,
but
okay.
I don't know.
Oh man!
I mean, they're pushing hard.
Man, I didn't even think of Roman Anthony, but you're right. I mean, if you're on the dais at the Italian American event in New York, you're immediately qualified.
Immediately. I mean, I'd be shocked if Roman played this year.
No, he's not. Yeah.
They're trying to plant the seed for 4 years from now where he'd probably bet third for USA.
But, wow, Ned Colletti, he thinks of everything.
Yeah, there you go.
Who gave the best speech at that thing?
The Phil Cuzzi won an award. He won the umpire achievement award. He gave a speech I thought was pretty funny, knowing that, you know, being that I've been, you know, I've had a little back and forth with Phil over the years, getting sticky checked or whatever, you know. Yeah. So it was funny to see him kind of give a speech. I thought it was good. He had some funny lines in it.
Speaking of umpires, do you ever go to Foley's?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I've been there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is the last, you have to do me this favor.
Sure.
I've built up the baseball coffee brand. I ran into Sean from Foley's. And Foley's, in case people don't know, it was this iconic bar right next to the Empire State Building where I say umpires because all the umpires went there. Players went there. Baseballs, I would imagine you signed a baseball that was on the wall, right? Yeah.
Yep.
So Sean's trying to bring back Foley's. So if you can say yes, bring back. I mean, you like, I was.
Yeah, let's bring it back.
We need more places like that. There's places where, you know, yeah, institution. Yeah. And also you can do a live pod or live remote baseball and coffee. Would you do that? Would you do a baseball, not free, Foley's or whatever? Have you thought about, I know the wheels are always turning for you. What's the next level for baseball and coffee other than the blankets?
I mean, I don't know. I'm just trying to make it through this off season. Like, the show, because I rely so much on things happening, you know, games like actual baseball. I'm not trying to do as much storylines or as much rumor mill. So like I'll react to a move and how it makes sense or doesn't make sense or whatever. We'll break that down. But anyway, just getting through the winter, trying to make it as interesting as possible. You know, have as many people on as possible. That's the goal right now. And I'm not really thinking too far in the future, but yes, of course I've thought in my mind's eye of, yeah, maybe down the line, if people are into it, doing something live in a location in person. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
All right. Let it be said. Let it be done. All right. Once again, we solved a lot of the world's problems. Thank you.
You're the best. Thanks.
Americans told Washington what they want. Lower costs. Yet Brandon Carr's FCC is considering a merger between TV station giants Nexstar and Tegna. If approved, millions of Americans will pay even more to watch TV. They'll pay more to watch the news, entertain their kids, or cheer on their favorite team. Thankfully, President Trump knows what Americans want, and President Trump can stop this. Brandon Carr needs to reject the Nexstar-Tegna merger and protect Americans from higher TV bills. Paid for by Keep It Local Media.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.